At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday, presented as always by BetMGM. And speaking of BetMGM, we, this show, and the entire BetQL team broadcasting live at the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium starting on Monday, this coming Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app, watch on twitch.tv/BetQL. But if you're going to be in the area, come on out. Say hi to us. We'll be there. Great atmosphere, ton of TVs, 25 betting kiosks. We'll be hanging out doing our show every morning that week in Arizona. So I'm looking forward to it. We are. It's starting to feel like, oh yeah, we're traveling in a few days. Like we're going on an air. Yeah. I'm going on an airplane on Sunday. It's getting close now.
Speaking of Sunday, I was looking at the weather when we land. Mm-hmm. 75 wow. On Mike, Sunday.
Oh.
Are we gonna get out?
Beautiful.
I haven't looked at that weather. Have you looked at that weather? I haven't.
Oh no!
I thought that's where you were going.
No,
I was just out? Like. Tough to get back in, you mean? Oh, you're
going over there. Oh, we're good. We're good. We're good.
I don't see any.
38.
40?
Partly cloudy.
Got a warm front. Got a warm front coming in on Sunday. 40s. It's going to be 40s when we're gone, Paul. Phenomenal.
I'll take 70. Right. That's fine.
Yeah. Suckers.
Yeah, no, we're good. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a long time. I don't know. Am I going to hate Joe G after a full week? I don't know. Let's see.
Might be the good time to leave the show after a whole week together. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, you're going to be
too much time together.
Being thrown off your routine. You're a bit of a routine guy. I think a routine is a good thing. Is it going to be weird waking up in the morning and not making dinner?
It's weird. I mean, I have this whole thing. I walk the dog. It's like,
right?
Yeah. I'll probably get up early and
you go for a walk.
Do something. Yeah, I might exercise way early. I mean, just because I move around early. So we'll see. I'll figure it out.
You're gonna wake up, Joe.
It's gonna be 4 a.m. out there. You know that, right?
I know. For you, it's only 1 hour, right? You have 1 hour difference.
Two hours.
But I thought Arizona's mountain time.
Half the year, it's
2 hours for us, isn't it? Oh,
let me check.
Yeah, right. Show starts at 7, so yeah, it's only an hour for us. That's right.
Yeah,
oh, it is
2 hours for Aaron and I.
That's two for us. Yeah,
not quite the three. Three would be drastic. Three would feel like, oh no, I'm dead. But we only have 2 hour difference. You have one. You'll be fine. 1 hour is no big deal.
Oh yeah, no, I was thinking it was 2 hours. Yeah, that's fine. I'm good. So I can stay out later, too.
That's what, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Like, yeah, what's one more hour? All right, let's get to some bets here. Aaron, sounds like you've got a whole slew of them for us today.
More than I had planned. I am going to be on Marquette -6. They've been playing very well at home, hosting Villanova, who's just been kind of underperforming. Marquette 5-0 ATS at home in their last 5 games. And according to KenPom, they like Marquette by 12, so I bet Marquette -6. I am also going Eagles first half, -0.5 point. It's plus 105, or at least it was when we talked about it a couple segments ago. And then I am going to do Darius Slay over 3.5 tackles and assists. And I'm still on the fence. Do I do the Patrick Mahomes? When I brought it up, it went up from like 284 to now 289, 290 at most books on his passing yards. The thing is, I already have, I was just talking to Paul, Chiefs and Eagles future. So I'm like, do I need to like go super crazy with stuff that I'm not really sure about? Like maybe I should look elsewhere, or I could just bet that one live. So I'll pass on that for now. I mean, this Eagles defense and pass defense is so good. I mean, I just don't – I don't know. I'm sure he'll get over 300, but again, I don't feel 100% confident in it, so I will pass on that one.
Are the futures to win the same or to win different? Like, will you have a winning in
– So, I need the Eagles. So, I have Eagles 11-1, and I know you're not supposed to do this, and I did it. I put a little more money on the Eagles than I did on the Chiefs at plus 850. So, I would win more if the Eagles win.
Why should you not
do that? And so for that reason, yeah. I did put money earlier this week, Chiefs money line. That way, kind of like, I guess, hedge a little bit.
Plus money, because they're the dogs, right? You got X, you get the plus money on the Chiefs.
Exactly. Yeah, on the money line, just in case, just put a little extra on it to kind of get a little closer to what I would have won if the Eagles win. So,
I mean, you're in good shape. You got it either way. That's good. All right, so we have some bets there from Aaron. Joe, what do you got tonight?
All right, one college hoops, one NBA. First college hoops, I like it that Mike Rutherford agreed with me on Xavier. And that number's on the move. It's going up opposite the injury news on Fremantle, the leading rebounder for the Musketeers. He's out for a month, but the number is moving up. I like Xavier laying 3.5 at home. They've been terrific at home all season long, beating a lot of the top teams, and they get Providence tonight. So Xavier minus 3.5, and NBA-wise, maybe the Warriors are looking ahead to tomorrow against Jokic and company, but we've got the Warriors on the road. They are 7-18 this season on the road. T-Wolves at home. T-Wolves, surprisingly, maybe to some, 18-11 at home. T-Wolves, a home dog, getting 3.5 points tonight. I'm going to take Minnesota. So Xavier as a shorter favorite, Minnesota as a shorter dog.
All right, I've got two college hoops and a Super Bowl prop. College hoops, Marquette. You can find it at -5.5 still out there. We'll take Marquette. I'm with Yaron. -5.5 against Villanova. Villanova's been very underwhelming. Year one without Jay Wright. I'm going to take Penn State plus the 9.5. Feels like a lot of points. I think they could sneak under that number against Purdue tonight and cover that game. And then one Super Bowl prop. We mentioned earlier, depending on which book you look at, there's different Kenny Gainwell props. Kenny Gainwell over 16.5 rushing yards. That feels like a steal with how he has run in the postseason. I will take the over on Kenny Gainwell at 16.5. I think all these books are over 20 by next week. So let's take the 16.5 right now on Kenny Gainwell rushing yards in Super Bowl 57. Paul, what do you got tonight?
I'll also be hitting some college hoops. So I like the Penn State angle, but I think they've got to shoot the lights out and they got to start hot if they're going to have a chance. So Penn State first to 15, and they're one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the country. So if they come out hot, Penn State first to 15 plus 185 against Purdue. And then Seth Lundy, they got a couple sharpshooters. Andrew Funk, by the way, multiple Funks, not related, Taylor Funk on San Jose State, or no, Utah State. One of those Mountain West teams, multiple Funks, but not really important. If they... His total over 2.5 at -145, a little juicy at the one book I saw. So I'll be looking to see if I can get a better number elsewhere, but that's one I have my eye on. The other lightning bet I will go with, though, Seth Lundy, his teammate, over 2.5 threes. That is at plus money, plus 130. And these guys are high volume guys. They both shoot over 40%. And then New Mexico, first of all, West Virginia, unbettable until the tournament if they get in. Done. Huggy's sitting starters in the second half. I don't even know what he's doing. So it seems like there's some chemistry issues there. But New Mexico, my other adopted team, look out for the Mountain West. Like, they could get four teams in, cause some problems. I feel like we say this every year, and then they crap out in the first round. But New Mexico plus 1.5 against Utah State. Hey, there were multiple people in the industry on the Mountain West last year.
I need Paul's all-time adopted team list, by the way, across all sports.
It's never easy.
He dumps teams.
There's always
like,
some rough patches.
Like yesterday's trash. He like moves on.
Jags, Panthers, New Mexico, West Virginia.
We're not talking about tens here. No one's turning any heads.
Right.
Dumpster diving over here. Yeah.
Right. Paul in his 20s. You know, it's 2 a.m. The bar's closing. What's Paul doing? What?
Looking for New Mexico.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team.
Kind of related. I had a buddy that used to call himself the king of the sevens. I was like, bro, you are the prince of the fives. And it was so spot on.
Oh, wow.
Prince of the Fives is great.
Yeah.
Sevens isn't bad.
No,
it depends on your grading scale.
He was overestimated. Yeah. Yeah, his grading scale was off.
Well,
they were not sevens, they were fives.
He was grading on a curve.
Well, no one wants to grade truly when you're in that stage of life, right? Like, because then it's you're always going to bump it up a point or two. It's just like you can't grade yourself. That's why you need people like Paul to tell you, no, actually, those are fives. Let's not go crazy here.
This is more like a West Virginia than a Kansas, I might say.
Aaron, what did you say you were in Memphis? I'll never forget it.
Oh my God. You love that.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go back so there.
To dominate.
Those poor Memphis women listening to the show again reminded of this
it's nothing about that. I don't know.
It's everything about it. You basically said every woman in Memphis is disgusting.
No, I was just meant as like I got a lot of attention there that I wasn't used to.
Gotcha.
I was like, dang, maybe I need to relocate down here.
Aaron wants to permanently flex on the residents of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
I liked it. I had a good time.
I'm for that.
I'll go to another Grizzlies game for the content.
Oh. Yes.
I remember that happened. Well, it was so random. You went, and then you came back, and you had this story. It was like, Aaron was where? Memphis? Grizzlies? You and Shannon Sharp randomly popping into NBA games and causing a scene, and it just happens.
It's going to come out soon that Aaron has been keeping score at Grizzlies games, apparently.
Yeah. She was distracted by all the compliments she was receiving at the scorers table, so she was
testing
numbers.
Oh, yeah, probably had a few blocks in that one.
Oh, Jared, yes. That's where the whole Reddit thread came from. Aaron is screwing up Jaren Jackson's stats. All right, everybody, have a great afternoon. We're back tomorrow on a Thursday as we get closer to Super Bowl 57. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rohn. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.